What do you got today for us?
To like start with?
I feel like you got a story.
I mean, I have a story that actually happened yesterday with a dog.
Is that what we're starting?
Oh, we started recording already? Jesus, say something. It's a fucking 35 second cold open of like not realizing it's recording.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.
Well, this is the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
We got a special guest today.
Hi.
There you go. Just leave it there. She's been brought up before.
I don't want to introduce her. I feel like it'd be weird.
I figured That's she'd say wife. Her name in the way that we said our names, but we didn't discuss anything because we don't think
I've gotten
things
no.
through.
No warning.
Yeah.
We just jumped in. Goes. So we'll see.
You're right on par with us.
Okay. Yep.
That's the way it goes.
Sounds good.
That's my wife, Chloe, by the way.
Yeah, we brought her up before. By name, I realize that in some episodes, like we just say Chloe, but we don't address who Chloe is.
I think the first couple episodes we did preface with my wife. And if for some reason you didn't listen to those, go listen to them.
And if anyone's actually listening that doesn't already know us at this That's point. Fair.
You mean more than our fan?
No, because Jay finally listened to it.
We have fan. Yes. Actually, we have at least 8 listeners, so hey.
Like consistently 8?
At least.
Well, we made it then.
So we're doing this for the fans, plural.
That's the dream.
Anyway, we brought Chloe on kind of for special reasons. Not really. I mean,
no.
when we get into the real deal this week, our topic's going to be based around education and how generally just messed up our educational system is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a math doctor, so she
Professor
can
math doctor.
That. Professor Mrs. Math Doctor. That's your proper title, right?
Something like that.
No, I think anyway. Doctor is the first one. So maybe. Doctor, Professor Mrs.
Yes.
Math. Urbanski-Warzyniak.
There you go. There you go.
Math becomes part of her name. Anyway,
you could have done it when you changed your name when you got married. You just made your middle name Math.
You should have made your middle name Math.
Math Lordy. Is my middle name. Ugh,
nah.
It'd be the worst.
It would have been so good.
Jersey already didn't want to let me do.
Oh fuck him!
What I
left.
Actually did. Oh, I did. Can... Yeah, but
you fucked him.
I mean, not literally.
No, I but... left.
No. Just in the MVC.
They're the worst.
Again, you agreed to this though, and I knew this was gonna
happen.
Yeah,
you knew what you're getting into with the two of us.
Well, because I fucking listened
me?
To our
yeah.
I listened back to our drunk episode about when we did the I can't even say a beer tour. What did we do? We just went to some bars.
Yeah, the distillery district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was yep. drunkenly explaining how you had to babysit us, so basically it's gonna be a sober version of that, but just anyone listening is gonna realize what you have to deal with when we're
you say
together.
Sober as we're all drinking anyway.
In comparison to what we were in that recording.
Oh, by the end of the night. Yeah, she
That's fair.
He hiccuped every 4 seconds. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way you could edit it because it's just him hiccuping constantly.
Was
she's
that...
she's taking care of me in worse than
oh,
that. Worse
I'm just
circumstances
so,
than
so
that,
much so. Worse.
But,
so much worse.
Yeah, but taking care of you is one, her husband is one thing. Having to babysit her husband and his best friend while they're just assholes in an antique shop.
Oh,
and you kept saying, oh, well, we wandered off. It's like, no, she left us because she was fucking tired of us. And then she let us go to our own devices at the grocery store and we bought a pumpkin.
You were supposed to get firewood and you came back with a pumpkin.
Oh, also got firewood.
And what else did you? Oh, hummus.
Candy.
Candy.
And hummus.
Well, you yep. went for candy. Like, that's why you
Oh, no, I was getting
there.
The candy. Right.
Yeah, we
got it.
What did you guys get?
Pumpkin and
hummus. The
hummus.
You went and got something else. I don't know what you got, but
I got
she literally
crackers.
Went there for yeah. She was gonna get like s'more stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. This is before Halloween. That's why we got candy and a pumpkin. We're not just like randomly walking.
That's
in
why
there
we got
like...
candy. We got the pumpkin because we're stupid.
Yeah.
Because they were 2 for $8, and then you're like, we need 2, and I already had 1 in the car. I was like, nah, Chloe's already gonna be mad at 1. We can't
True.
Do 2.
True.
It was like so I had to convince you not to put a second one in the cart.
Yeah.
You're like, how do you have just 1 pumpkin?
Yeah, it wasn't like in the middle of the summer or something. It was like right before Halloween, thus the pumpkin and candy. But anyway, she's taken care of us before, and she'll take care of us tonight as we get through this. So
something like that.
What's new, Jimmy? Got anything going on?
I kind of helped save a dog yesterday. That was pretty cool.
Kind of dog?
As a pit bull.
Nice.
See a lot of stray dogs out on the east side of Indy, and then I try to report them and all that. We'll report the sightings, not report them like they did anything wrong. So I'm driving and I see a pit bull like I always do, but this one had like chain, like heavy chains, like zip tied on his neck.
Mm. Oh.
I like stopped. I was like talking to him through the window and he's just like standing there. I get out and he was like a little nervous. I tossed him a treat and he took it. When I was trying, he didn't have any kind of collar, but that's where I saw there was like zip ties on the chain that was on him.
Hmm.
And so like the chains were like on dragging on the ground as he was walking.
Oh.
And I was pretty fucked up, but then he didn't want to get near me. He got away. I have an app on my phone called Request Indy, where it's basically you make requests to like through the mayor's office and stuff. Cause that's where the animal control is out of.
Hmm.
So they have like a lot of options for shit like that. I reported it, and then I have contact with a lady from the Indy Pets Lost and Found, told her about it too, and that was what she's like, yeah, that situation, probably don't want to like post the sighting because that's where the dog fighting people will like see that and then look for it and then try to like use it as a bait dog or whatever they do with them.
Yeah.
But there's a different lady from another organization. That one is called Peaceful Souls Animal Rescue and Recovery. They pretty much are volunteer service. They work in conjunction with animal control. So when animal control can't get out there, they call them to do it.
Well, animal control is more than just like domestic animals too, right? Like they'll get
You have like a squirrel in your attic or something.
Yeah. So I could see them getting tied up
quite often. And they're apparently just severely understaffed as it is. So the first lady that I already have contact with said that someone was coming, and then she was like asking me what the address is. She was talking to that lady, and then I was driving around again doing my route. I saw it on a different street, so I texted her immediately what address it was at. I sat there like tossing treats to it, and he was like painfully skinny too. Like he was in very worse for wear, but waited for her to show up, and she had like a bag of hot dogs she was feeding him. Just something other than just a regular treat, like to get their attention. But she was trying to like open the kennel in her backseat in her like minivan. As she's like adjusting that, he just kind of like hopped in the backseat of the van. He's just chilling. So got him taken care of as best they can. But the problem with like the request sites is they put your number on it. So it's like people can see your number and then contact you. It's like, oh, you saw my dog, like where'd you find him kind of thing, or oh, that's my neighbor's dog kind of thing. Like I saw that, I saw people would send me the other day is like, oh, sending me this like lost poster. It was like, oh, is this the dog you saw? But like several people contacted me about that. But this one, I get a text from a random number and it just said hi. That's all it was. Just hi.
Maybe someone's just scrolling there, just trying to make new friends.
Oh, I ignored it. And then about like 5 minutes later, I get a question mark. And so I'm just like, hello.
Same number.
Yeah. It's just the same text. Like, I was like, hello. And they go, oh, you found my dog? And I was like, people being really like weirdly vague.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer this. Because again, that could be one, it could be someone trying to like abduct it. Two, if that was the legitimate owner, fuck those people. If that's, if your dog's sitting there with chains zip tied to his neck and it looks like it hasn't eaten in over a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them. They don't deserve that dog back. If it actually is, I don't think it was theirs. Cause then they would like randomly text me question marks again. Cause I stopped answering. So I just reported them as spam and blocked the number.
All right.
But then I got a text later. Well, cause when I first saw him, one of the neighbors was like coming home and then she saw him too. And she was talking to me. Apparently she saw the posting and figured that was me. So she texted us like, hey, I was the one talking to you outside when you saw him for the first, was like, just want to make sure he was okay.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, that's cool that you're checked, but that's like a weird thing that you just,
yeah,
you're like, oh yeah, that's the FedEx guy probably.
Yeah.
That's weird.
A little bit.
Speaking of dog things, did you see the Lady Gaga thing this week?
I glanced past it, but I logged 57 hours at work this week, so I haven't gotten around to researching much. Why don't you tell me about it?
Lady Gaga's got a pack of dogs. I think they're all Frenchies, like all French bulldogs.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I don't know how many she has. She has at least two. I think there's like three or four. But while she's out, she's like filming a movie or something right now. She has a dog walker that walks these dogs. Her dog walker was shot and stole two of her dogs. And then the other ones were just like running around. I guess like someone got like some of the other ones, like the cops found some of the other, like that's insane.
Right.
And apparently Lady Gaga's like, she has a reward out now to catch this guy. That's crazy. Like who's just shooting people over dogs? Like stealing dogs.
I mean, in that case,
like, I feel like they had to know they were her dogs, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
It was either they knew it was Lady Gaga's dogs, or it's just because of the breed that they're trying to resell them type thing.
Well, I feel like
either way, they're a piece of shit. Now.
Yeah. That happened.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We kind of talked about that on the dog episode. I was like, when I was in the bad neighborhood. It's like, if I always eyeballed cars driving by, it's like, you're like, who would just like come up and like steal a dog?
Apparently people do that.
No, she's offering a $500,000 reward, no questions asked, just for the return of her dog.
Dogs. Yeah, no reward about the, like, nothing for the person who got shot. Like, hey, let's not go get that person.
Well, it's a sting operation. She's like, no questions asked. You return my dogs, I'll give you $500,000.
Yeah.
How many people are going to just start trying to adopt French bulldogs and return them to her? It's like, I found them. I'm sure you find a lot of them in LA.
One of my brothers in the fraternity, he was a few years older than me. He had the house dog when I moved in. And it was a French bulldog cocker spaniel mix. It was a French cocker. It was the goddamn ugliest dog ever.
Aww.
But she was the best dog. Like, she was adorable and she was so good. Like, she would chill in my room all the time. Like, she would just come in there and hang out. I think I was one of the only people who actually had a low enough like futon, and I let her on the futon, so she would just get up there and hang out with me. She was a good dog.
Cute.
French bulldogs are not attractive dogs.
Oh.
Come at me though. Prove me.
They're cute dogs. They're just not aesthetically pleasing.
It's the like, you're so ugly, they're cute type of thing.
Well, yeah, like a pug with like the doofy eyes.
God.
But then also like the horrible respiratory issues.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All the breeding
issues. Yeah, we just bred all the good features out of these dogs. Bred out the ability to breathe correctly. Right? But,
well, because that's based on inbreeding and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of Dalmatians are, trying to think of a word for it that's not offensive.
Idiots?
No, not in that way. Mentally handicapped, there you go.
Yeah.
Like, there's other words for it I didn't want to use.
Got it.
That is fair.
But as a growing person, I did grow up in a time and area where they were used more frequently, but so it's kind of ingrained in my head to say it sometimes. No, but like working to not say those words.
Gotcha.
Because there's no reason to. You're not gaining anything from saying words that offend people. So how about you just like, don't say them. There's other words.
Yep.
Just like Wanda Sykes and Hillary Duff used to yell at teenagers in commercials about using gay to mean stupid.
Which I don't think people do that anymore, right? Thankfully, we've gotten that.
Like
kids these days don't use that anymore, right?
I don't talk to kids these days.
Right.
So I don't know. What else has happened in the news?
University of Michigan's getting infested with poisonous spiders.
Good. Wait, what?
In one of the libraries, in the basement of the library, some kids were down there studying. I don't know how they found the spiders. I heard the headline a few times. There were these spiders. I don't know if someone got bit or they just found them or what, but it was reported they found like two or three of these venomous spiders in the library basement at the University of Michigan.
And the venomous is different than poisonous.
Mediterranean recluse spiders.
Just a hot take there. Ooh,
apparently it reopened on Tuesday.
The spider?
No, the library. The headline doesn't clarify that they got rid of the spiders. It just says
they found them.
They reopened on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, there were spiders in here. It's like, yeah, we're open though.
Oh, they found three spiders.
I feel like that's a lot when you shouldn't have.
I guess that's
true. When you shouldn't have any, like, any terms of spiders.
That's true. But is that an infestation?
Like, if you found three ants, that would be like, oh, there's a couple of ants in here. If you found three, very venomous spiders, it's an issue.
If you were, like, in your kitchen, all of a sudden you saw three cockroaches, like, you'd be like, oh, I got an infestation.
That's fair. Okay, this, like, expert person said that it was the first time she's come across this kind of spider in Michigan. So okay.
Right, so like how, like someone's just like setting these spiders loose.
Yeah, who knows?
I feel like that was some kid's excuse. Like, hey, sorry, I couldn't submit my assignment. I was working in the library and there were venomous spiders.
Man.
Is that track, Chloe?
There was a kid that shut down the entire Rutgers like network so that they didn't have to do their assignment. So yeah, I mean, they hack
the computer system, right?
Yeah. Right. Like no one could log into any of our email. We couldn't log into like the portals to like submit things. They like multiple times had this problem because he just wanted to get an extension on an assignment. He was like, well, if no one can access any of the websites, then I guess we all have to get an extension.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm pretty sure he's in jail.
Okay, well, that's probably a bad idea.
There's some kids at Purdue who, it was so stupid too. Engineering student, they were like changing their grades from like D's and F's to A's, which is your first mistake.
Yeah.
Bump it up to like a high C or a low B at best.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give yourself an A when you obviously didn't get an A. They did it. They got a, I can't think of what it's called. But it's where you plug it into the USB port and it like reads or it memorizes like keystroke.
Oh,
like
a keylogger.
Keylogger. There you go.
Okay.
And it was like figured out the professor's passwords. So then they logged into the professor's account and changed their grades. But I guess they were doing it for, it was one dude's specific grade that were getting changed for like four semesters.
Yeah.
And then his two friends that were accomplices, but then he ended up getting like 24 felony counts for that.
Oh God.
Jesus.
Cause he did it for four semesters in like several different classes.
Did I ever tell you about the time I got into, in middle school, I quote hacked into the, system administrator's password. Oh. So if you, I never got caught. I never got blamed for this. One of my friends used it more and ended up getting blamed for it. And a group of our co-friends. Somehow I stayed out of the whole thing. And essentially it was just a slap on the wrist. Like even then didn't get in a whole lot of trouble. So we're talking early 2000s where there was pretty much one. First of all, not a whole lot of things are online. But this was when I went to a magnet school, a technology magnet school specifically. So things were starting to get updated and all the teachers were keeping their records on the computer for like the first time. There's essentially one central system and there's one administrator that had access to a lot of these, like he was in charge of like the tech classes and he was a pretty nerdy dude. And like, we didn't know a whole lot about him, but we knew that he liked to play the banjo. And so one day we were sitting around, this is all we really knew. We were sitting around and we knew his like login, and we knew it wasn't very, like, we knew his like login name. Like, all the teachers had the same. It was just like, you know, first initial, last name, whatever it was, you know, standardized.
Yep.
And we were just messing around one time, and people were like, oh, what if it's like this ABC123? I was like, it's probably banjo. And I typed it in, and we fucking got in. What? Like, his password was banjo. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So I never did anything with that, but I told one or two people that were there, and then they ended up getting in and like realized that you could change his grade book and like see his upcoming assignments and things that were in there already. Mm. I don't know if they ever changed anything, but they definitely had access. And I think there was ways to, they were messing with like dumb shit here and there. Like, I think only he had access to like the projector in the classroom or something. And we were in like the big tech lab, and they would like log in during class and like project random things on his, and he would like wouldn't know what was going on, and like eventually figured out someone someone had his password, and like this dumb shit like that. There's like play random sounds and stuff, and like they like moved around his stuff on his, like, because it was essentially like remote desktops. It's like wherever you logged in, you had the same desktop, right? Whichever computer you logged in. So you like move stuff around and like leave notes and stuff. And I was like, this is stupid. So they ended up getting caught. Yeah. So for those of you out there, create better, stronger passwords.
Yes.
Yeah.
A friend of mine in grad school, like, she was teaching a class. There was something where like she couldn't log into her email one day and was like, what's that going on? It said it was the wrong password. And she was like trying to figure out what's going on. She's like, that's weird. She like managed to get it reset, and she's like, okay, I don't know why my password changed. She's like, let me go like just like double check my grade book, like maybe somehow someone got in to like change their grade. And she was sitting there, and it was like over Thanksgiving break, so she's sitting on the couch and her mom's there and kind of just glancing, and she scrolls down, and all of the grades for the exam, the most recent exam, are whole numbers, and then one of them is like a 92.43 or something. And her mom looks over and goes, that looks weird. And she was like, yep, we grade in whole numbers. This doesn't make sense. What happened was one of her students worked in the IT department at the school, and so submitted a ticket to change her password. And you put in a phone number. She put in her own phone number. So it called herself. And so it was able to go through the back end of the system and change her password and get in and change her grade, but was a dumbass about it. Like,
yeah, like if she's looking at the grades, like, can't she see the entire grade book?
Yeah.
And you see yours is the only one that's a.
And I'm assuming they were not only fired, but also expelled.
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. It was insane. Like, that's even a thing that can happen.
And it's such a weird thing that people being technologically savvy doesn't actually equate to real intelligence and that just common sense.
I wouldn't even say it's technologically savvy, though. That's just kind of cunning in the, like, well, yeah. Oh, I have access to but this, I can work my way around it.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. But they didn't, like, happen upon it just, like, dumb luck. They definitely figured that out, but they didn't plan ahead to check that. And shit. But
so there's one thing, if you're like technologically advanced enough to do that on your own, you probably don't need to be in school anyway. You can go get a fine job.
Yeah.
You can come up with something on your own.
But it's the same people that like change their grades to make everything an A. It's like you need to think better about that.
Yeah.
Same thing like people that got like fake IDs when they're underage. Like, how many people do you think are 21 in this county? Like, someone's gonna notice is like every single person is 21 years old. Like, oh, I am exactly 21 years old.
Right.
I did fake IDs, but never anything federal, so it wasn't illegal. School IDs and progress reports.
School IDs don't mean shit.
Exactly.
Do you not know that?
Well, I mean, I did, but I choose not to remember that my husband is an outlaw.
No, I'm an entrepreneur. I made money.
Oh, okay.
Remember? See, I was the opposite, where I started off doing my own thing, and then I went to school for it. And stopped doing things like this.
Got it.
The report cards were only for close friends. So that was a time when they were printed on the printer paper that had the ribbon on the outside. I don't remember what the printers are called. Essentially, it has the ribbon with the hole, like the perforated ribbon with the holes on it that actually grabbed it and fed it through the printer.
Yep.
And that's what progress reports are printed on, and like report cards in high school. I had a ream of that paper. If you fold those over when you print, it goes to a regular printer just fine. So I could scan in people's report cards and progress reports they didn't want their parents to see. I would just like nudge up, you know, grades here and there a little bit. Grades I didn't really do. My biggest request was unexcused absences. They wanted less unexcused. So friends who were skipping school all the time didn't want to take a, you know, oh, this person has 25 unexcused absences. And so I fixed it for them. And then the ID, to be fair, this is friends that now have also cleaned up their act. The ID request, that was a really fancy one, actually. It had to do with photo paper and lamination. And we had a friend who wanted to get a piercing, and she was under 18. But you could go with a parent's like permission at the piercing place. You just had to prove that you were from the same family.
Oh, and, like, so that you was made your mom. School IDs with a different last name.
So I just changed her last name to her friend's mom's last name.
That's so she went with out it. Of the way to do it.
Yep. And that's how she got her belly button pierced. And then she got in trouble because the vice principal found the ID. I've transitioned to natural stuff, and now I don't care what I smell like.
Well, you're married. It doesn't matter.
I don't leave the house. I've also like applied deodorant like 3 times a day, though. It's really like when I wake up, usually around 3 o'clock, and then like as I'm going to bed, there's just lots of deodorant on all the time. But it's natural, so it doesn't matter.
Speaking of that, we've talked about it before. Ball deodorant. That's a game changer.
Yo! Vagina deodorant is a thing. So,
like, I have crop preserver, and then because they're not a sponsor, hopefully one day, but like the Manscaped, they have like the ball deodorant, and it's awesome because if you get like swamp nuts, if you're working a physical job like me, it also works for swamp ass too. Well, because on the ad reads, it always says, why not put deodorant on the stinkiest part of your body? I was like, I feel like my asshole is stinkier than my ball sack. Like, I get where they're going.
So you gotta get a bidet. You go to Tushy Bidet.
This is just a brand deal episode. We're just throwing out names, hoping somebody catches.
There you go. No, we had Lumi for a while.
Which is beyond.
And it's like
vagina deodorant.
It was made by a gynecologist, so their whole thing is like it's safe for literally all of your body.
So they make a men's like men's quote scents as well, and I used it for a while, and it was fine, and then it just stopped working.
That's my whole issue.
Time out.
What?
Time out. Because I was thinking. It's just because I was Googling it. It's like, oh, it's just a regular deodorant. I'm thinking of it as like a specific vagina deodorant. But then you're like, they have men's scents. It's like, why would you want that? You got a musky one? An oaky vagina?
For your mangina, you know. It smelled great. And it worked for like maybe 3 or 4 months. And I think
it was amazing.
I swear my body like built up a tolerance to it and it just stopped working.
Yeah.
So that's what I used to, I feel like I did as a teenager.
I hated that.
Like going through puberty when you first start really using deodorant.
Yeah.
Like buying like one and it's like speed stick doesn't work anymore. I need to upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, transitioning from like aluminum deodorants, like the crap deodorants that fill your body with toxins. I did have to like just straight up detox for a while, which was great during quarantine. Like it didn't matter what I smelled like. I didn't have to worry about it. So like, I just stopped using deodorant for probably a month. And then like, I mean, I was still showering. So you don't smell that bad if you're not doing anything in a day. If you're being fairly active, that's when it starts to come in. But like I've noticed recently, Yeah, I switched over from that one. I found a it acts more like a traditional deodorant, but it's vegan, all natural that I've been using. So like, I think it's Urban Cowboy, but herb as in like H-E-R-B. But anyway, they were good. They smelled good.
If nothing else, if Lume sponsors us, that'll work.
I will happily read ads.
I'm doing it with my poor.
Does your vagina stink? Try Lume.
When I was in first grade, I had a second grade reading level, and that kept happening to me. I was always above a year above in reading level, but then it peaked at like sixth grade, and I haven't gotten better since.
In kindergarten, I had to be the narrator for all of the school plays because no one else could fucking read the cards. I was the only one who could read, and so I never got a part, and I just had to sit there and be the narrator. And then, except for the last one, our Christmas play. I guess it wasn't the last, it hasn't been in the middle of the year, but they let me do an actual thing for one of our Christmas plays, and then I fucked it up.
What'd you do?
So I was a turtle. That's all I remember about it. I don't remember what my line was supposed to be, but I remember I was always afraid that I was going to miss my cue of when to go. So like I memorized the guy's line in front of me. So I knew after he said it, I would say it, and he said it. And then I just went up and I said the same thing. I was like, oh, shit.
What did you do? Did you just run off? Or?
Just ran back in my spot on stage. Oh, shit, and just ran back.
Just pretending like it didn't happen. Everyone's just staring at you. It's like, look at that dumbass turtle. Didn't know his line. It's probably like the line of guy in front of you that was like a giraffe, and then he's like, I'm the giraffe. It's like, wait.
The reason I remember I was a turtle is I fucking forgot that I was supposed to be a turtle until the last minute. And this was like an after school play. So like we went home and came back for the play. Yeah. I literally had to make my costume in the like 2 hours in between getting out of school. I guess it was kindergarten, so I had like half a day or whatever to get it made. But
still.
So I remember going there and like cutting it out. And I remember I still smelled like paint. Like it's still like, I remember like we hardcore actually like painted it. Instead of like using markers or something, we painted it on. So I still smelled. I remember it orange, like orange metallic paint on my turtle shell. It followed me.
I feel like that's just on brand for kids, like forgetting you have a project until, because that was always like before stores were all open 24 hours. It was like,
I still do that to this day though. Like we do that with Halloween costumes. Yes. Like,
no, annually. But I'm talking about forget. Like being like in elementary schools, like you had to make like a shoebox diorama of, I don't know, throwing something out there like Columbus sailing to America, and then you wake your dad up or go into your dad's room at like 8:30 at night and be like, I was supposed to do this and I forgot. Like, we don't even have a fucking shoebox. I think we're stapling
together three pieces of cardboard. And...
But we had staples. We didn't have tape. Yep. So it looked like shit. And then to cover the staples, my dad gave me Band-Aids to put on the back. That covered the staple.
Oh God!
So I pulled those off at school. No. So because I thought it looked stupid, but I was one of like 12 kids in class that didn't do it or didn't do it right. So the teacher was just pissed at everybody, and then we all had to like spend like an hour redoing them.
Got the last minute paint thing has followed me though. So the first year Chloe and I got back together, I guess is the.
Yeah,
when we started dating before we got married.
Was that the first
time? Yeah, first Halloween together, for sure.
The first Halloween.
So I had a great costume. It was a great idea. Like, couples costume. So we did Joker and Harley Quinn. And my Joker makeup was phenomenal.
Oh, we went all out.
It was very good. Like, I had to, like, rip scars, like, up the face and everything. It was very, very good.
Like, at the bar, people were like, oh, my God, can we take pictures? Yeah. Like, random-ass strangers wanted to take pictures with us because our costumes were so good.
So, I mean, I had good pants and good it. But I went, like, classic Joker, like, you know, purple pants and, like, green vest. I couldn't find a green vest. So, I bought a black one and I bleached it. So, it was, like, lighter. It was, like, pinkish white.
Like, tan. Yeah.
And I was like, I will just paint it. And by paint it, I mean, I'm going to get a couple cans of spray paint and just spray paint it green. And that worked well, except I did it, like, what, that day? Like, that afternoon. A few hours before we went out to the bar. So while we were in...
Well, and it was an entire can, too.
At least one can. Just covered the whole thing. So then we go out to the bar, and we're in a packed bar. So we were at Brothers in South Bend during Halloween. So absolutely packed. And just everywhere, I smelled just like a can of spray paint. Like, it was just so bad. Yep. It was so strong. And I just played it off like I didn't smell. Like, we were just walking, like, we'd be on the dance floor and just, like, walking places. And people like, smell like paint here? I was like, yeah, it does. It's really weird. So apparently I never learned.
Basically farted on an elevator and blamed someone else.
Hey, if nothing else, I'm sure people had a good buzz going from the fumes because it was so strong. Yeah, apparently I don't learn in, like, you know, 20 years.
I think we put the vest in our, like, with, like, a bin of Halloween stuff. And I think, like, the next year, the entire bin smelled like spray paint. All of our Halloween stuff smelled like spray paint for, like,
seeing if it was on your Facebook. Year. But then I found the Mad Hatter. That's fucking terrifying.
That one's really good too.
That was a good one too.
Horrendous looking.
That was a good one.
It was so good.
Do you see mine? Yeah. Mine was good too that year.
It's just he looks horrible. Like, just it's not the costume is bad. It's just I don't like looking at that.
My long orange hair.
Yeah, and the eyebrows.
Yep.
An orange beard and eyebrows.
Oh, I forgot about the eyebrows.
I've had some very good ones. I mean, the one three of us did together was one of our best. That was so really good.
Yeah.
By far. I think that was that was definitely the first New Jersey Halloween because we didn't know where to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that was...
We didn't go to the math party.
We didn't go to any party. We ended up going to random bars. Because it was supposed to be a secret where a bunch of Brandon's friends came out to visit, and I'm the only one that said, yes, I'm going.
Yeah.
Everyone else on brand did their... Oh, that sounds awesome. I'll see if I can get... And then everyone canceled.
We haven't told people what we did yet.
With what?
That Halloween costume.
Well, we're not going to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Move on.
Post it on Instagram.
If you want to know, go follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo.
Yeah, that was the costume that took me, like, collectively, like, 12 hours to make.
Uh-huh.
And I almost had, like, 2 panic attacks. Because it was so... Because I had burlap, but I didn't have single piece. I had, like, rolls of burlap.
Yeah.
And so, like, I couldn't... The mask went perfectly immediately. But trying to make the body, I was sitting there trying to figure out how to make the body. And then I had, like, 2 30-gallon drum trash cans, like, stacked on each other. And trying to use that as, like, a dummy. Template,
yeah.
And so, and I put it around, and then I have... them all sewed together in a circle. They're just, it's a tube of burlap now. I was like, how do I turn this into the costume? It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I can't figure this out. And I'm just staring at it. It's like, what do I do here? But then I eventually ended up doing it like a serape and then sewed the sides down, but then added arms to it. But since I was Oogie Boogie, he's already kind of patchwork. I was like, oh, I don't have to be, like, precise on it. It can look disheveled because that's kind of what he looks like.
Right.
Yep. They were very good.
I've also seen some really bad Oogie Boogie costumes that just look like a little, like, brown Klansman with the ghost face.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
It's just a pointy head.
Oh.
Then 2 circles for an eyes and then a black circle for a mouth.
So last thing that kind of ties into the news, but also gave me a Halloween costume idea this week. Do you see Hasbro is rebranding Mr. Potato Head?
I did. That was one of the news stories I saw.
So they're taking off the Mister. So they're just rebranding the brand as Potato Head.
It's a non-binary potato.
Yes.
Okay.
So because apparently now they sell individual potato heads, but then they also sell like family sets. And before they always had a Mr. Potato Head, a Mrs. Potato Head, and a Spud.
Right.
So now they're just giving you the family set with multiple male, female characteristic things that you can mix and match any way you want on your potatoes.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's actually really awesome. I mean, I'm sure the potatoes were always the same.
Yes.
We're just getting rid of gender roles. Take gender roles out of potatoes.
Sure. Yeah.
So they're giving enough things. Yes. All right. So the last thing I want to talk about before we get into the real deal, because it kind of has to do with it, is this California school board that the whole school board is resigning. And I think technically it might have happened 2 weeks ago, but it's still news. It's kind of hilarious. So they started this meeting, and it was an open meeting with parents and community members. So they started the meeting, and it was live and open to everyone, and they didn't know this. And they're on here just complaining about how the parents want to go back because of COVID and all this, and they're just being lazy. So the one quote, one of the board ex-board members, she has to look there alone, and apparently there's a social media post that was like, bitch, if you're going to call me out, I'm going to fuck you up. Sorry, that's just me. And this, one of the school board members said this. And then it's going on. And it's like, it's very unfortunate they want to pick us. They want to pick on us because they want us, want their baby. God, let me read that again. She went on to say, forget that there's real people on the other side of those letters that they're writing. It's very unfortunate that they want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back. Just saying the parents don't care about COVID or their children. They just don't want their children in their house. And then the realization was, I think one of the parents actually chimed in and said, I don't need a babysitter. And then they realized they're like typing on the chat or something. And they realized they were live. And someone goes, wait, are we live? And they're like, oh, and just shock over all their faces.
Did somebody screen record this? Like, is there a video of them talking shit?
Yes.
Awesome.
There is a video of it. So yes, the whole school board, all three members. It's not like it's a big school board. Yeah, the whole school board though did resign, and I think their county board or something is overseeing the school corporation now. But anyway, we will talk more about weird shit in our education system and why it's so fucked up in the real deal. So stay tuned later this week.
Until then, this has been the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Chloe.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.